Well, today the masks came off and the restrictions eased, but one industry that's still reeling and dealing with the same conditions as last year is the live music scene. John Collins from Powderfinger is behind the iconic Brisbane music venues The Trifford and the Fortitude Valley Music Hall. In a petition, he's calling on the Premier to end the social distancing double standards. You can find the petition at change.org. It's called Play Fair. He's seeking your signature to help revive our live music scene and convince the government live venues should be able to fill to full capacity. JC joins me now. G'day.
Good afternoon, Spencer. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Where are you at? What, you know, today we've got the restrictions being eased. Mm. We've got 100% in ticketed indoor venues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just give us a sense of what the situation is for you with concerts in your venues at the moment.
Yeah, look, at the moment, we're pretty much where we were in December in terms of capacity, because the overarching guide to our regulations is the one person, 2 square metres. So that gives us a capacity of around 1,100 for the Fortitude, which is only 30% of our normal general admission capacity. We're allowed to have 100% capacity, but it has to be theatre style. They have to be seated. And that's only about 1,100 as well. So either way we look at it, we're still only working around 30% of our normal capacity, pre-COVID capacity.
So, of course, you think about Suncorp Stadium and the potential for 50,000 there, and that's what has you sort of grinding your gears.
Yeah, look, we honestly thought it was going to be a great thing when the AFL Grand Final happened in Queensland. We thought that would be the pathway to opening up venues and looking at, you know, other, you know, maybe loosening some of the restrictions. But unfortunately, we've just sort of been left exactly where we were last year. And it does float my goat a little bit. You know, I'm a big sports fan. I love going to sports. I'm not criticising that. I just think that, you know, you've got thousands of people milling around the bars, in queues, toilets. I mean, buses. I've seen 5,000 to 10,000 people outside, squashed up outside the AFL semi-final. You know, there is a risk there. I just think we're just copying it. The music industry has sort of been, I think, unfairly treated in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the difference between, like, we went to see Come From Away at QPAC last weekend, and the Lyric Theatre was full, so 100%, but seated. Ticketed, people separated, compared to moshing, if that's the right term, at the front of a music venue or a festival. You can see that there is a difference there in the possibility for spreading the disease. But then as we walked out of Come From Away, in the same way you're describing what's happening at sporting venues, you know, the rush to just get out of QPAC, suddenly everyone's breathing all over everyone anyway.
Yeah, look, and look, quite honestly, we're not asking for 100% capacity back. We're just asking for the government to find, we need a figure. Well, 30% doesn't cut it. It's like owning a cafe and you can only open 2 days a week and you're paying full rent and paying staff. It never works. So we're asking for a figure. We've 75% would be good, maybe 60% capacity. And we're not talking about moshing. We're talking about putting barriers up to stop moshing, which we currently do anyway without being regulated. We just ask for a figure so we can survive. It's not about making money. It's actually about not going broke.
And would you be happy with masks being worn as well if they would increase the capacity number? Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you had over the social distancing of one person, 2 square metres, and you wanted to go to another 500 people to the venue, I'd be happy to put that on the radar and talk to the government about that, because at the end of the day, we need people coming to our venues. Well, as I said, we're not going to be here in a few months.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm getting on a bit, JC. I'm almost 50 now, and I did enjoy going to see Kate Miller-Heidke at the Fortitude Valley Music Hall in the seated, you know, the very sort of calm. I feel I'm getting old, but I can say I really liked that.
I love it. I love it too, mate. I can get myself a nice glass of wine.
Right. But it doesn't bring the money in.
It's not going to be there for very long if we keep doing that. That's the problem.
All right. Okay.
I think we're just really, really keen to get some, you know, some fairness in the game. And we're not here to criticise. I think the Dr. Young and the Premier's done a great job of keeping Queensland safe. Not criticising that. I just think we need to talk about it. And if they can't do it, maybe some compensation, because we can't survive off these levels.
All right. Change.org is where you'll find the petition. It's called Play Fair. John Collins, who's the man behind the iconic Brisbane music venues, the Trifford and the Fortitude Valley Music Hall. Thanks for being on 4BC this afternoon.
Thanks, Spencer.
Best of luck with it. Change.org and look for Play Fair. What do you think?